This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Hundreds of police officers are patrolling around the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. The amped-up security is ahead of a rally by supporters of the people who breached the building on January 6th, trying to overturn former President Donald Trump's election defeat. Now, a black 8-foot-high fence, which surrounded the white-domed building for about 6 months after the attack, is back. 100 National Guard troops are also on standby, and security officials are performing additional checks on travelers arriving at Washington's nearest airport in an effort to prevent violence. Hours before the rally was set to start, Capitol Police officers holding riot helmets and armed with batons and pistols took up positions outside the fence. Trucks blocked access points to a staging area between the Capitol building and Union Station, which is a train station. Capitol Police were caught off guard by the scale of the protests and violence on January 6th of this year. A police officer on duty Saturday told Reuters, "This time we're expecting the worst." At least 2 people were killed and up to 20 more hurt in 3 explosions Saturday in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad. An anonymous Taliban official said women and children are among the injured after a patrol vehicle was targeted. An investigation is underway to establish the extent of the damage and the cause of the explosions. The attacks are the first deadly blasts since the American withdrawal from Afghanistan. Canada's election is in a dead heat 2 days before the September 20th vote. That's according to a new poll on Saturday. More stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's envoy to Canberra said Saturday, Australia has made a huge diplomatic error. The mistake, ditching a multi-billion-dollar order for French submarines in favor of an alternative deal with the United States and Britain. Canberra announced Thursday it would scrap its 2016 deal with France's naval group to build a fleet of conventional submarines and instead build at least 8 nuclear-powered ones with the U.S. and British technology, this after striking a trilateral security partnership. The move caused fury in France, a NATO ally of the United States and Britain. It prompted it to recall its ambassadors to Washington and Canberra, and also riling up China, the major rising power in the Indo-Pacific region. Malaysia said Saturday that Canberra's decision to build atomic-powered submarines could trigger a regional nuclear arms race, echoing concerns already raised by Beijing. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's smart voting bot has disappeared from the Telegram Messenger app. This followed similar moves by Apple and Google on Friday at the start of a 3-day parliamentary vote in Russia. The bot instructed Navalny supporters which candidate they should back to unseat Kremlin-aligned politicians. It was removed after Telegram announced it would limit the funding of bots associated with election campaigns. Telegram's Russia-born founder, Pavel Durov, said he was following Apple and Google, which dictate the rules of the game to developers like us. The election for seats in the lower house State Duma comes after a sweeping crackdown this year on President Vladimir Putin's opponents. Navalny was detained in January and has seen his allies arrested or flee the country and his organizations banned. The leader of Guinea's recent coup told a delegation of West African leaders he was not concerned about new sanctions imposed by the regional bloc to pressure a swift transition to constitutional rule. That's according to the junta's spokesman on Saturday. The Economic Community of West African States, also known as ECOWAS, agreed on Saturday to freeze the financial assets of the junta and their relatives and bar them from traveling in response to the September 5th ouster of President Alpha Condé. Britain's food industry called on the government to subsidize carbon dioxide production or risk the collapse of the country's meat industries. A surge in gas prices has forced 2 British fertilizer plants to shut. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.